So when a man like Larry Fink tells you a pet rock hurts capital markets by just sitting there, when people like he were at ground zero for the greatest wealth confiscation in a generation, you know who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a salesman who is a capitalist when he makes money and a socialist when he loses it. A man who's desperate to sell more product to an opening market as the one he has operated in for decades is now literally crumbling under his multiplier effect.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, I'm Vince Lancey, and today's market rundown we will talk about, well, Larry Fink. In premium, we have an excellent FX report by Crédit Agricole with a nice little section on the drivers behind gold, and they've been really on top of their gold game lately. Anyway, and then we will look at the news, but first let's check prices. The dollar is up 27. Right away, I'm just going to tell you, the dollar's up 27 and gold is up. 10-year bond yield is up 3 basis points at 422. S&P 500 is down 5 handles at 52.46. The VIX is steady to slightly firmer at 13.04. Gold is up $13 at 2207.73. Silver is, surprise, down 12 cents at 2448. Told you. Sorry, I just had to do that. Copper is down 48 basis points at 397. Bitcoin is up 1242 at 70.716. Ethereum is 3578, up over 2%, actually. Platinum, palladium are both up. Palladium is up over 1% at 1001. And platinum is at 899, up $5.87. Oil is up 76 cents again. And natural gas is down a penny at 158. Grains are mixed with only soybeans down. You can see those on your screen right there. Okay, just look at those prices for a second. What's going on? Well, some of it's noise, right? There's always noise involved. Some of it's getting ready for the next data. And there's not a lot of data today. But this is gold going up with the dollar. Now, if gold's going up with the dollar, you look at bonds. Are bonds stronger or weaker? Bonds are weaker, then that's people selling bonds, putting their money in cash, and putting a little bit in gold in aggregate. And that's what you see during a financial crisis, right? You see that in Europe when there's a problem with, say, a euro problem, right? You see it in the U.S. with a domestic banking problem or a debt awareness problem or a spending problem or a government shutdown problem. Those are the things that correlate with that triad moving there. So I don't know if that's happening, but that's symptomatic of it. With oil up as well, it could be just inflation fears. It really could be. The dollar would be stronger during inflation fears initially because the Fed might tighten to react to it. It's kind of disconnected a little bit at the moment, but we'll see. One thing I will say, though, is gold is now being bought during U.S. hours, right? So it's not bought in Asia, at least lately, right? It's bought in late Europe or mid-Europe, which means people are anticipating buying in the U.S. The whole thing is getting kind of the whole world is flip-flopping a little bit. All right, so Larry Fink, okay. Where is that? All right. I woke up today and I think what's the expression? I chose violence. Here's the Goldfix homepage, and King Dollar gets cash traded. That's getting some views as well on Zero Hedge. India's love for gold has done little for its economy and investors. That's BlackRock's Larry Fink talking. We're going to talk about that presently. Okay. India's love for gold has done little for its economy and investors. Good morning. I'd like to address the Indian community of potential investors, as well as Americans who see these. Larry Fink the other day had an interview on CNBC about India and its capital markets. He was extolling the virtues of American capital markets and saying that India's propensity to save in assets like gold were hindering its economic growth. Now, there are merits to this concept. The U.S. capital market has been a great thing in helping leverage innovation and ingenuity towards economic growth and progress for all of humanity. But all things can get overdone, especially when capital doesn't get allocated based on merit. And upon being overdone, abused capital markets, like anything not taken in moderation, cause great strife for those of us not in the cadre of elitists who carry politicians like loose change in their pockets, and certainly not the way they were framed by Mr. Fink. Let's be clear about what he was doing. He was marketing on CNBC to Indians to open up India to more Western financialization and his own products. That in and of itself is not a bad thing, but he's doing it at a time when the U.S. way of doing things, specifically the leverage and financialization, which he surreptitiously marketed to listeners as, quote, the multiplier effect, is unwinding in the West and leaving destroyed bridges both domestically and European in its wake. Leverage grants in healthy doses and accompanied by robust trust in those utilizing such leverage, the ability for a healthy economy to grow. It can also easily be abused and then become a vehicle for bubble creation, poor risk management, and what I call white-collar welfare, more commonly known in the U.S. as corporate socialism. BlackRock is one of the companies that, when making bad loans that went bad or failed to properly manage its own portfolio risk, asked the Fed to bail it out. The Fed, of course, obliged them rather than letting the poorly run companies in their portfolio die. They vacuumed up the losing trades represented in the form of bonds and ETF portfolios at exorbitant values, including shares that BlackRock held, including BlackRock, actually executed by BlackRock. All right. Now, these central banks, having implemented QE, because that's what that was, to the delight of the world's BlackRocks, are taking major portfolio losses. They may not be talking about it too much in the U.S., but they certainly are talking about it in Germany and Europe, and they'll be talking about it in the U.S. as well. Those losses are going to suck money from infrastructure development and social safety nets. This is key for you, the human being who's not the CEO of BlackRock. Those losses are going to suck money from infrastructure development and social safety nets at a time when we cannot afford to cut back on either and are, in fact, expanding them. Infrastructure is being expanded to build America back, whatever you want to call it, right? The social safety net is being taxed, is being strained by immigrants and a growing cohort of retirees, which means if you can't cut back on them, which means more printing, which means more inflation, which means more crime, more poverty, and lowered standards of living, all to bail out the BlackRocks of the world who are now moving on to the next town from the U.S. to the town of India to sell their products. So when a man like Larry Fink tells you a pet rock hurts capital markets by just sitting there, when people like he were at ground zero for the greatest wealth confiscation in a generation, you know who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a salesman who is a capitalist when he makes money and a socialist when he loses it. A man who's desperate to sell more product to an opening market as the one he has operated in for decades is now literally crumbling under his multiplier effect. Gold, finally, is a barometer of trust in the people running things. And from where we sit, that trust is starting to run low. All the sales pitches in the world will not make it come back. Make them earn your trust. Okay, so there's the story. India's Love for Gold has done a little for its economy. You can read that on CNBC, or we have an attenuated version of that here. Moving on. The news. Janet Yellen warned in Wednesday's speech that China's surplus of clean energy products is depressing prices in global markets and squeezing U.S. green manufacturing. Oh no, China's being capitalist. Sorry. A top Federal Reserve official said disappointing inflation data means the U.S. central bank data should push back the timing of cutting interest rates from their current 23-year high. I wonder if this whole Powell getting dovish was really like something to make him look not political, and then he can slowly pull the rug out on rate cuts as data comes in. That's what I think is going on. Well, I can't prove that. The Biden administration has warned of a lengthy disruption to one of the U.S.'s busiest ports. You know what that's all about. And I'm going to say this. Normally, insurers would take a hit from that, and they may still take a hit. But if the federal government says they're going to help people out, what they're doing is they're pre-bailing out the insurance companies. And you're probably going to see that so it doesn't become a headline crisis for insurers. You're going to see that because it's an election year and he can't afford to have any more fires expand so that he can't put them out quickly. Amazon said it's investing an additional $2.75 billion in Anthropic. That's an AI company. Disney backed down on Wednesday from a long-running legal battle. Money talks, bullshit walks. TikTok has launched a previous unreported $2.1 million advertising campaign as senators review a House-passed bill that could ban the popular social media app. Well, there you go. Geopolitics. U.S. military said it destroyed four long-range drones launched by Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen, according to Reuters. The data today, pending home sales. The premium today, I recommend it. Credit Agricole, I used to read their stuff all the time when I was on the floor because, would go around and they worked with Carr. And they know the FX markets better than most, but their writing hadn't really been anything of interest to me until recently again. So they've been talking about the economy a lot, and they have a nice section here. Where is that? Yeah, here's your article, right? And there's a nice section here on gold, and as well as their forecast. And that report is PDF'd at the bottom. What I would like to do now, we did that already. Let's talk about gold for a second. Let me put those little lines up that I like to draw. Okay. That's really ugly looking, isn't it? All right. These are the lines that matter. Just do this. Forget these goofy lines that I drew, right? Just forget them for now. All right. So these are the lines that I'm talking about that matter the most. Well, actually, this line should be lower. I don't know why I moved that. Oh, I know why. Because I was... Never mind, I was doing some art. Okay, this was the trading range and what I had assumed and I was right about, but I was not right about how aggressive they were, that there was an American buyer in here. I thought they were waiting for pullbacks and apparently they're not. So we're above here. I was going to come in today and say, above this line, you're bullish. Below that line, you're bearish. Bearish because you think the market has a good chance of retracing back to the middle of this range or lower, right? If you're bearish. And bullish because above this wick is pretty much done. That means we're above 2200. That means once we get above the teens, 2215, there will be really nothing to hold it back. See this here? That's option related. See that top? I mean, I'm not saying it's not government stepping in related, but I'm saying it's option related. When you break the teens, gold can, it's escape velocity. Look at what's going on. Aspects of this market are telling you that people are worried about either government problems or the reaction to government problems, which should be more printing. Anyway, I'm Vince. Have a great day. Catch you later.
Thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals Update with Vince Lancey. Brought to you each day by Miles Franklin Precious Metals, where this week's special is 2023 dated 1 ounce silver Kougrands for only $3.10 over spot. Kougrands come from one of the major sovereign mints in South Africa and are also IRA eligible. Find out more about how Precious Metals IRA works or to get your Kougrands, call or email us at 833-326-4653 or arcadia@milesfranklin.com. Please note that this video is not intended as legal, licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions, and thanks for watching.